From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. President Trump's pick for the Supreme Court is a familiar face to agriculture, with a record of challenging federal regulators he believes went farther than the law allows. According to agrimarketing.com, if confirmed, 53-year-old Brett Kavanaugh is expected to take the high court in a more conservative direction on a range of issues, including the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association Scott Yeager says Kavanaugh's nomination should clear the way for implementing a new definition of the WOTUS rule. President Trump will nominate the global leader of integrated field sciences at Corteva Agrisciences to be the USDA's Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics. As reported in AgriPulse, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says entomologist Scott Hutchins' extensive background in research and commitment to sound science and data make him exceptionally qualified for this post, and I'm eager to have him join the team. Trump campaign advisor Sam Clovis was the original nomination but withdrew in the face of heavy Senate opposition. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced Monday that farmers and ranchers who suffered damage from hurricanes and wildfires in 2017 may now apply for recovery assistance. According to agriculture.com, sign-up opened Monday and runs through mid-November, but if funds are still available, more payments may be issued. The program, authorized by Congress this year by the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2018, is called the 2017 Wildfires and Hurricane Indemnity Program, or WIP.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.